So at the border, the setting for the border, let me just go through that. So the border, yeah, you can either travel with car or with leg. So we also notice that the government are trying to evacuate children and women. So there are many chartered buses take children and women to the border, and they try to evacuate them in groups. So we also notice that. But because there are so many cars, so people that take car, some people spend, a couple of, like for me and my friends, we spend days at the border, queuing, in line and waiting for our turn. And also we know that some people try to cut lines in right and there, and which also keeps you in line. I mean, that means you're going to stay longer in line because some people try to cut. Of course, after some time there were some people, I don't know if they're not law, they're not police, but they're kind of volunteers that help to restore order in queue, so that they prevent people that want to cut lines from doing so, at least so that everyone can wait for their turn. And it works, and it was better than before when people cut line. Basically, we have to go to three borders. So the first border, it's called Meduka. So we, of course, it was a long queue, and we realized that I haven't stayed there, we are going to spend maybe 4 or 5 days before it gets to our turn, with cars. Then a friend told us that there are other border. Then we noticed that some people, especially those that live in Lviv, now came to that border in mass, especially blacks. And we asked them why, because that is not the major border. They said the border they've gone to, they were rejecting blacks, and that is why they came to this border. So, and them coming to the border, they all trek and they all got to the border on time. However, similar thing happened to them. I mean, that is similar to what happened in the previous border. We left that border and we went to another border. It was a bit less congested because that was border where people were living from. But again, we noticed that the line there, at the time we got there, we were about 20 kilometers away from the border, which was lesser than the previous border, but still long. Then a friend of ours who has a car, and we left Kiev, but he left Kiev after us, just called that he's in another border, and he just crossed to Poland. So, and he sent us the address of that border. So, and we decided to leave to that border because that border, from what he said there are less people on foot, and mainly cars, and there are less cars. So we have to, then we decided to travel to that border. And when we got to the border, so it was about 14 kilometers away from the border. I mean, that the queue, so which is far less than the previous two border we went to, and that was the border we eventually used. And one thing I noticed is that in all these borders, there were volunteers, and they were giving free meal, tea to people. They were stationed along the road, so for people to take free meal. I don't know if they were being sponsored by government or by the locals. So some of my friends believe they were sponsored by the locals. Maybe some think, maybe they are sponsored by government. I don't know. But there were people giving free food, bread, puri, tea, just to sustain people that are going to the border, people in queue, at cross, along the entire 40 mile, I mean 20, I think 40 miles, 27 kilometers, sorry, 20 kilometers. So I can say that the locals, if the whole feeding is organized by them, they've really tried, and I really commend their efforts. Overall, we spent about 3 days at the border, because it's really a lengthy journey, about 3 days, 3 to 4 days, at the borders. So that's 3 nights specifically. So at the border, then when we eventually got to our town, we were cleared, and we were cleared by the border officials, at the control in less than 50 minutes. So, I mean, all the cars, I mean, myself and my friend, the cars that we took, we were cleared in less than 50 minutes. So I guess at the border itself, there was no delay. And at the Ukrainian border, they just gave us an entry stamp, exit stamp. Then at the Polish border, they gave exit stamp. So, but some border officials decided to ask a couple of questions, which I believe are general, like the address we are going and how long we're going to stay and what was our plan. And they asked for our document, both international passport and our resident permit in Ukraine, so which we presented. And those who could not take theirs because everything started suddenly, explained to them and gave them pictures and declared all of us. So for me, I didn't have any experience. That is, apart from the fact that they tried to question us, which in our opinion, because we have about 3 cars, and one of the cars, we have some nationals from Zimbabwe and maybe Nigeria, and they didn't tend to waste they in fact they didn't waste time with them. But for we, my car I was in, we have about 5 Nigerian guys. So I feel like they question us more than they question our friend. We are all traveling together. Then regarding the issue of which are the border that have been circulating in social media. So like I said earlier, we met some people that live in Lviv, some Nigerians and Black communities, foreigners basically, Indians, Black, Pakistan, Arabs. So they left one border to go to another border because they said they denied a guy or some of the Nigerian guy entry. And I spoke to a couple of people, even some Ukrainian lawyers, friends. And the clarification that we got was that since the president of the passed a bill for martial law, so that means every Ukrainian male between the age of 18 and 60 should stay back and fight. So they was, I mean, the border securities, I mean the soldiers, they were checking for age for Ukrainian men. So if you are above 18 and below 60, you have to stay back. You have to be above 60 and less than 18. So, and if we have a youth that they don't cannot tell their age, they ask them for their passport to be sure. And the fact that the border control, they pay priority to evacuating children and women first. However, what I would say I don't like is that also for the Black communities, the Indians, the Asians, and the Arabs, we also have women and children from nursing women. So I was shocked that even though they're being priority, they prioritize prioritize children and women, they should have prioritized all children and women, including Black women, Asian women, Indian women, and those who have Black children. But it seems to me that the priority is mainly focused on, Ukrainian women and children. So, which I think there's still room for improvement in that aspect, if you ask me.